Before we really jump into things with Mike, the elder of Harrisonburg's Brothers Howdy Shell, I want to give you an idea of what to expect when talking with him. At the start of most of my conversations for The Spark, I ask pretty much the same question. So I want the Nickel Life story, please.
The Nickel Life story. Oh, good Lord, I don't even know where to start.
Birth?
Birth. Here in Harrisonburg, Virginia.
Yeah?
Yay! 1974, a cold January morning. You'd have to talk to my mom about the details, but yeah.
Okay, you get the idea. Mike is, in his own word, goofy. Now, on to the meandering story of a Halloween happening that the Brothers Howdy Shell are producing this weekend at Harrisonburg's Court Square Theater in honor of Halloween. A production, I'm really thrilled to announce, that comes with its own app. Mike Howdy Shell wandered around after his first attempt at college, living at Nag's Head, traveling for 2 years with a company who had a little television show they'd take around to schools along the East Coast. For the last 7 years, Mike's been back home, teaching language arts at Stewart's Draft Middle School. But Mike Howdy Shell is, he says, first and foremost, a performer.
Even teaching is a performance. I've never had a problem with getting in front of people and making a fool of myself. So
we're seeing that right now.
Yes, there you. Thank you.
Anytime, darling. The Halloween Court Square Extravaganza. Is that your first foray into theatrical production?
Well, let's see. I guess this will be the first time that we've, I hate to define anything, but
struggle.
Like, this is the first time that and it's my brother and I are kind of like co-producing this thing.
And your brother's name is?
His name is Chris. And he had this idea for this show. It was a few years ago. He's the kind of person who just wakes up one morning and is like, hey, I've got this idea. Let's do this. And then, it either happens or it doesn't. So, he has this idea. And he decides to run with this idea of creating a rock opera, and he makes it a one-man show. It's basically him directing the crowd. It's very interactive. It's just this, I think he had about 8 or 9 songs at the time.
A rock opera
A rock opera, and this is the Halloween show of Halloween shows.
Okay, it's Halloween.
Yeah.
Why Halloween?
because it's... That's my favorite holiday. I know I like Halloween. Chris likes Halloween. I don't know. It's a fun holiday to mess around with, idea wise, song wise, get people together wise, all that kind of good stuff. He's the one that kind of decided that he wanted to do this story and make it a mystery. We grew up right outside of an abandoned graveyard. So we kind of always had this, spooky thing going on.
Where is the graveyard?
Up in Briar Branch.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's this, our house was right next to this thing.
Smushed up against the mountains.
Right. So, I guess that's kind of where he was thinking. He was going in that direction with that.
And this is 2 years ago.
I think he originally was thinking this through about 4 years ago. And, he's always writing songs. So he kind of had piecemealed a couple together for the thing anyways. And he decides he's going to start performing it. So he takes it out. He gets a good response.
Where does he take it out?
Just friends, family. He works down at the Little Girl Collective. He's one of the co-owners there. So, of course, they have the open mic. They have a stage there. It's pretty loose. And he got a good response with it. He recorded a couple things that turned out well. So he came to me last year and said, I want to, turn this idea into a show. And he's, always been the wild idea man, and I'm more of a funnel to kind of focus these things. Mm-hmm. And we got it worked out and kind of thrown together last year with, a group of about 12 people maybe. And we did it at the Little Grill. We did a show there. And then we also did 2 shows at the Blue Nile. And we did that on Halloween night.
So you were still, in Harrisonburg terms, sort of off-Broadway.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah. Off Harrisonburg.
Yeah. All right, describe what goes on during the show.
Okay.
Don't give anything away.
Yeah,
but just
right.
A good teaser.
Okay, it's kind of like you've got the, what is it, the Little Shop of Horrors?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the musical Little Shop of Horrors
mm-hmm.
meets the Scooby-Doo Mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really goofy, but you got some music thrown in.
Is there a plot?
And oh, yeah, there is a plot. You've got this down-on-his-luck detective from Harrisonburg who receives a strange, mysterious letter. You know, they want him back to solve a mystery. They want his help. So he goes, and the whole musical revolves around him meeting different characters, and these are all people that knew the dead girl. It's called The Girl Who Died Most Mysteriously. So he's going around, he's meeting these characters, and, you know, eventually kind of finds himself actually meeting the ghost himself. So.
And is it spooky, funny? What is it?
Yes, yes.
and musical.
Now, yeah, and musical, right. It's the kind of spooky, like, you know, like, and this is why I say Scooby-Doo. You know how Scooby-Doo, it's like the difference between the genre and the theme, you know? It's not meant to be scary. It's just goofy, spooky. We created an app, an iPhone app, that goes along with the show.
I want to just stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
How do you create an iPhone app?
Okay. I actually, you know, I've always been kind of a geeky person, as well as moving around all over the place. I just kind of picked it up.
But I mean, what, you sit at your computer and create it, or you cook it up in the kitchen?
Well,
or?
You know, you just do a lot of research and you find out, you know, what do you need to do in order to make an app? And there's different coding languages, there's different programs you can use to build certain parts and all this kind of stuff. But I just kind of looked into how to make apps, and it became a hobby. And then it became where I could actually make apps for other businesses. So I turned it into kind of like a small side business. Was it about a year ago, year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago? Time. What does it all mean? Anyways, I originally started because I had an idea for an app that I wanted to throw out there into the world. It was an app called Movie My Life. You have these scenes, you know, that you have in your life, and this app would provide you with the thematic music for whatever scene you have. If you were having, you know, a hectic day, you push a button and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You have hectic music. Whatever. It's really goofy. And it's actually still on the store. But that's how it started. I wanted to create this idea. And then I started
making
them. Well,
now, wait a minute. Some of us know apps exist.
Right,
and
right.
Other people have them.
Right, right.
But we're not all clued in
right.
to what you're meaning when you say an app.
Okay. Well, I guess app is the short term for application.
Mm-hmm.
You know, smartphones. I make iPhone apps. So if you know what an iPhone app is, you're good to go. There are also Android apps, which are, again, just applications.
And these
for the
are for
phone.
Different systems.
Yeah, these are different systems.
Okay, and the app allows you to.
And well, I mean, every app has a different purpose. It's like a program for a regular computer, a regular PC. Every program has a different purpose.
And this is just for a phone.
And right. And apps are made specifically for a phone, a mobile system.
So you're Mr. App now.
And sure.
What is the name of the girl who died most mysteriously app?
The girl who died most mysteriously. Isn't that convenient? Yeah, you go to the App Store, which is the iPhone App Store, and you just type in the girl who died most mysteriously. And they, there it is.
And so anybody with an iPhone can download it.
Yes, anyone with an iPhone. I haven't adapted it for the Android, sorry. But yes, if you have an iPhone, you can go. You type in The Girl Who Died Most Mysteriously. It'll take you there, and it's a free app. It doesn't cost anything.
So you are going to download your app before you go to this show. And then,
yes.
Then what happens? You and your iPhone go to the show.
Yeah. Well, you know how like in almost every, especially theater show you go to, you know, the first thing they say is everybody turn off your cell phones.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're kind of turning that idea on its head a little. We're going to actually say, you know, if you got an iPhone, you go ahead and pull that out now because it kind of goes with the show. It's kind of like an interactive experience.
Who had this idea?
Well, what happened was, okay, last year when we did the show, we took most of what Chris's original script was, and there was some issues with the plot, and there was just some things that needed
issues?
To be changed. Well, like, it was a little confusing. There were some characters that were doing things, and people were like, "What? Why are they, what? Huh?" But it was okay. You know, it was all part of the fun. It's just that it was like, hey, we're just throwing this stuff together. This summer, my project was to rewrite the script.
Mr. Logical.
Yes, there's my funnel of focus. So I'm working on the script. I went out to Smith Mountain Lake, and I sit there and by myself, I was sitting there and, you know, drawn on the universe energy and rewrote the script. And it was then that I thought, hey, you know, it would be fun because it's a really goofy show. It's a really fun, goofy show. And I thought, you know, we're already kind of talking to the audience anyways. There is no, what's it, the fourth wall,
yeah,
right? There is no fourth wall. There is, you know, it's...
We're all in this
everybody's
together.
In it together. And the songs, Chris writes awesome sing-along songs and very catchy tunes. And they lend themselves to audience participation. So part of the app is that, you know, we've got the lyrics out there for people to see. And, you know, if you wanted to join in with the cast, go right ahead. I mean, you know, and this app is just to help out with that.
Well, I'm not bad and I'm not good. I haven't slept as well as I should. But I haven't had a drink in a long, long time. It's been dry here for weeks. It's been dry here for weeks. It's been dry here.
And then, you know, once we started thinking about, hey, let's do an app with the show, then all of a sudden it became, well, what other things can we do? And we decided that, you know, like how you have these spooky sounds, you know, right? Well, we decided we would throw in some spooky sounds for the audience to play if they want to.
How do people know to play the sound?
Well, we have a, I don't know what you would call it.
Prompt sheet?
It's a, yeah, sure, a prompt sheet. It's basically a thing that sits beside the narrator that shows what the scene is because our props are next to nothing. So it's like, you know, hey, by the way, the scene is a graveyard.
Almost like a sandwich board.
Yeah, yeah. So we're explaining the scenery because we didn't spend a lot of money on scenery. We decided we would just tell people, okay, this is what it is. And there are two scenes that happen at the graveyard. And we thought it'd be fun if, you know, we'll just tell people that have the app. If you got the app, go ahead. You know, you can throw whatever song, whatever sounds you want. And on this app, it actually has four different sounds. And one is like the wind, you know, it's like. And then one is, you know, the guy going. Whoa. See, another sound is, what is it? It's a spooky music that just kind of goes, you know. And don't you love how I'm doing this sounds too?
Yeah,
oh, that's
yeah.
Great. what is the fourth sound? Let's see. The wind, the guy moaning, the spooky music. Oh, and then a thunder. Ominous thunder. So anyways, we will prompt people. We'll just say basically, hey, you know, you're at the graveyard now. Feel free to play those songs or sounds. So like I said, it's a very goofy show.
Yes. What if you don't have an iPhone?
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. You don't need to have an iPhone.
How can you participate?
Well, you can clap your hands. You can snap your fingers.
Can you bring your own noise?
You can. Oh, of course.
Okay.
Of course. You can laugh along. Actually, there's a couple songs. You know, they'll probably step down and ask people to dance along, too.
And you can mash.
And you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you, my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
oh,
how,
it's full on.
And but so it is kind of a Halloween party encased in a theater.
I like that. That's very good. Yeah.
Okay.
Halloween party encased in theater. I like it. Yeah.
Why Halloween?
because it's my favorite holiday. I know I like Halloween. Chris likes Halloween. I don't know. It's a fun to, you know, a fun holiday to mess around with, idea wise, song wise, get people together wise, all that kind of good stuff.
What do you personally do to celebrate Halloween?
Ooh.
I mean, you said it's your favorite holiday.
Yeah, well, the reason I like Halloween is not because of what I do. It's because of just the I just like the feel of it. There are things that people do. I don't know. It's like, it's good. There are things that kids can do. There are things that adults can do. It's like a all-inclusive kind of holiday. You know, it's
nothing you have to do.
There is no, I don't know. It's not like a deeply religious holiday. It's not, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's just fun. And, you know, I mean, candy, you know, you're putting candles into jack-o'-lanterns. I mean, it's just fun. And I like that about it.
You'll find a link to this weekend's Halloween app-fueled happening at Court Square Theater on the Spark page at WMRA.org.
It's close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your heart. You try to scream, but terror takes the sound before you make it.
Back after a break with Terry Ward's conversation with roadside artist Mark Klein.